Diva Dietz, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today we're going to talk about you know what to do, so why are you not doing it? You know, you've downloaded the meal plan, you know how to eat better, you've probably got a whole folder of workouts saved on your phone, so why is it still so hard to do it? Let's talk about that, because that's true for probably almost every client that I run into. They have a history of procrastination. They have a lifetime of starting stuff and then not finishing it. So many women feel stuck because knowing isn't the problem. Execution is. So it's not because you don't know what to do. It's because you are emotionally, mentally, or just physically exhausted. Or at least that was the case for me. I try to take my story and put it into as much of the world as I can so that you know that there's somebody that you can relate to. Life has layers. It has careers. It has family. It has aging parents once we hit this age. It's got aging aunts and uncles. It's got grandparents passing away. It's got menopause. It's got self-doubt because you have run into this season of what used to work no longer works. So it's not about a lack of information because there's so much information. We get what I call information constipation, and we literally just have so much in our head we don't know what to do with. How do we sort this out? What actually works? GLP-1, GLP-75, we don't know. We don't know what actually works, right? So it's about a lack of bandwidth and belief. It really is. And so we just run out of our personal bandwidth and our ability to continue to do things. It really just happens. Sometimes I think what's happened, I was talking to somebody today about the pandemic. We all know the word pandemic. And literally I was like, it's that P word that happened in 2020. I cannot think of the word. It's because I just had hit my limit on bandwidth. I'd hit my limit on thinking about the vocabulary. That happens a lot when you're over 40. And there's not really a big solution to that, but you have to know that your belief is tied into the fact that you forget things like the word pandemic. You know what I mean? So internal thoughts that we have a lot is, I should be able to do this on my own. I should be able to do this. I know what to do. I should be able to do this. It's a lot of independent thinking, but at the same time, this is an age where you really almost have to lean into the fact that we need support. And that's hard when you've never really needed support. I've done it before. Why can't I now? That comes into that independent trail of thinking. Or I'll start Monday when things calm down. That's not going to happen, right? You got that going for you? No, that's not going to happen. Things are not going to calm down on Monday. Things are not going to change on Monday. You are not going to be able to stop life. You're on this train that goes forward at all times. You can't stop. It's not going to stop. So things are not going to just calm down magically for you. The real reason you are not following through is that your brain is wired for efficiency and comfort, but it's not wired for growth. Growth always pushes us outside of our comfort zone, and nobody likes to be there. When you're outside of your comfort zone, things are hard. Things are a little bit easier to latch onto because there's unknown factors like, well, what if this doesn't work? Or what if we get into this trail? Habits require effort, and they also require something called delayed gratification. If you have ever heard that thrown at you, gosh almighty, have I. Generation X is heard all about delayed gratification. Not that we're really good at it because we're an ambitious generation. But delayed gratification is hard when you're constantly in survival mode. And I do think that we are the kings and queens of survival mode. We are the latchkey kids. That's one of the reasons that it doesn't make sense for this to not work, because everything else eventually works for us, right? We do get where we need to go because that's how it works. It doesn't work that way anymore. We are actually going to have to lean on support. We have these subconscious scripts kind of running in our mind. You always fail. You're always going to mess this up. You never stick to anything. You never, ever get where you're going. You never lose weight. You always gain it back. Those things are running in our head. And so we, you know, I mean, what's the point? It never lasts. Those sorts of things. It's like having this GPS, but, and you know the directions, but you keep making U-turns because your brain is set to an old destination. Have you ever done that? But like, oh, well, now there's a big median in this. How do I get over there? So you have to rethink like how you're doing it. And you keep making U-turns, trying to get to an old destination when you needed new directions to get there. That's really what's happening inside of our body. So there are three blockers that we're walking through, and we're going to talk about how to break them, because that's the most important part of today's podcast. So I hope you're listening and ready to go, all right? The emotional overload, that stress, that burnout, that decision fatigue, those things block progress. Decision fatigue is one of the things that I run into the most. Like when people are trying to decide if they want to join my program, they are already so decision fatigued out. I will get a lot of, you know, I'll think about this and I'll get back to you. I'll think about this and I'll get back to you. That is the category. I'm tired of thinking about this. I don't want to make a decision. And so therefore, I'm probably not going to get back to you unless you reach out to me again and bother me, right? Which I hate to do, but I will do it. I will reach out to you again. But having said that, we need to be able to pull that back in and go to someone and say, I'm having trouble with decision fatigue, and admit that that is an issue, because decision fatigue causes more stress. Decision fatigue causes more burnout. And that's what we are trying to combat. We are trying to make sure that that is not there. So how do we make that go away, or at least help it so that it is not another, oh, right? That is where someone like me comes in. If you can automate where you can, meal prep. That's one of the things that I do. I hand you an entire, you tell me what you'll eat, and then I hand you an entire plan and tell you this is what you physically need to eat, which is always eye-opening to human beings when they've been massively under-eating and realize, oh, I have to eat in order to gain muscle. Yes, 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 you do. But this is your meal prep. Along with that, along with your entire meal plan laid out for you, it's kind of like having a chef without the chef. Like your whole week is laid out for you. You get your grocery list. Inside of my app, you get your workouts. They are on a schedule that is set to help change your body in the order that is going to be the most efficient, not just for your mind, but physically for your body. And it also includes the rest days so that you can get stronger along the way. You just have to be open to the fact that you might need to modify some things, or you might need to move some stuff around. But at the same time, I try to give enough space in everybody's program that they can not get emotionally overloaded. And it does happen. I do have women get overwhelmed from time to time. You know, we look at it, we readjust it. That's what we do. Because consistency, the key to consistency is learning how to adjust to your situations so that you can become consistent. Does that make sense? The second one that I run into is these are the biggest ones. Self-sabotage because of past diet trauma. Because if you have done any kind of extreme dieting, the physical and mental pain that you go through during that is always with you. You've created your own trauma by going through that. And I'm with you. I'm there. I've done the cabbage soup diet. Juicing, ultra slim fast was the big thing for me, because that's one of the things that was constantly thrown in my mom's face, right? Or fasting, not eating for days and days and days and days. And even at this age, intermittent fasting should be done very, very rarely, because your body only needs a reset every now and then. It will dip into muscle. I was reading this lady that I follow. She's all about fasting, and she keeps posting pictures of, but my belly's getting fatter, my belly's getting fatter. It's because her body thinks she's in a famine, because she's always fasting, because she's convinced herself that that's the best way to stay healthy. I'm not saying don't fast, but especially if you're fasting for spiritual reasons, I do think that you should occasionally throw that into your world, because learning how to be hungry is not a bad thing. Learning how to feel hungry and be okay with that's not a bad thing. But guess what? When you eat enough food, you build natural hunger. You build your body's response to, hey, she's feeding me, so I'm hungry. I'm going to tell her that I trust her now. She's going to feed me more food, right? So past failures plant shame. Past failures plant fear, because extreme dieting for everybody fails. For everybody fails. And then you gain more weight beyond that. And that's how you end up in the yo-yo. So that shame and fear is hard to overcome. But you have to learn how to forgive yourself for what didn't work. And that's a lot of what we do inside of Empowered Coaching. One of the ladies that I signed up for the 14-day challenge, she used to be a client. And she's like, I've gained all my weight back. You think I was like, oh, that's because you left my program. And it's like, no, that's not because you left my program. That's just happens. It happens to us all. I'm glad you're here for a free 14-day challenge, right? So that I can get her back on track. Because ultimately, that's a coach's hope and want and dream for every single client that she handles, is that every client is better than when I met them. They're better off than when I met them. So you're not starting from scratch when you've had mistakes. You're starting from wisdom. If you did extreme dieting, what did you learn from that? It doesn't work. So let's not do that. Let's actually feed our bodies so that we can lose weight from the point of health and feeling well and feeling strong and feeling vital, right? That's what we want. So you are not starting from zero. You are starting from a place of what you learned so that you can move forward. Does that make sense? So that is a big part of self-sabotage and dealing with the past diet trauma that is attached to that self-sabotage. Because like you just end up giving up because you don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to get so hungry. Oh, I don't want to fail. Oh, that's what we do. So we want to make sure that we are upfront about that because that is something we need to be open about ourselves with. Just like the same with, well, I'm having trouble with decisions. You're also like, I'm a self-sabotager. You know yourself. Well, we're going to learn how to not be a self-sabotager. You can either be your best friend or your worst enemy. And you choose the person that you are. I'm going to help teach you how to be your best friend because you're stuck with yourself till your dying day, which is a good thing. It's a really good thing because you're the only you that there is, right? The other thing is always I tell women, start small. Start small. If I can tell, if a 300-pound woman comes into my program or more or whatever, and she has yo-yoed, she's done extreme dieting, yo-yo, extreme dieting, yo-yo, and I tell her, oh, you have to buy all this food and you have to drink water and you have to do all these steps. And then when she doesn't do it, I'll be like, well, that's why you're not losing weight. That's not going to help her. The conversation that we have is, you know what, you're doing too much. Pick one thing. What can you do this week? Can we work on our water? Can you get your water intake up to par every single day? And if you hit that every single day, then by the end of that week, you kind of have that as a habit. Then we can add something to that. But you don't want to try to overhaul your entire life because that is going to lead to overwhelm. Focus on one promise a day or one consistent habit a week, one non-negotiable, like no matter what, if a tree crushes my home, even though I'm not speaking that into your world in Jesus' name, I'm still going to get all my water intake and I'm going to text my coach and be like, hey, I no longer have a garage, but I got my water. Does that make sense? So you have a non-negotiable, build trust with yourself again. You don't do things because you don't trust yourself because you've lied to yourself so many times. How do you build trust with someone that you've lied to? You start being really honest with them and you start having non-negotiable relationship standards. You have to do that with yourself. And in fact, you can't really be a good person for the other humans in your life until you figure out how to do that. I hate to break that to you, but if that's something you struggled with, reeling back in and building that is going to change your life in so many ways. Let's build a bridge from knowing to doing. Let's do that together because you have to ask yourself, what's the smallest thing that I could do today that aligns with my goals? What is that for you? What habit would future me be so thankful for that I started today? What could you do today? What is that small habit, that small goal, that small thing that you could do today? What is that? Where can I give myself more grace? Grace is not excuses. Let me make sure that you understand that. It's not, well, I had 17 Twinkies, shucky darn. That is not what we do. It is understanding that that behavior is what got you where you were in the first place, which Twinkies are gross. So don't eat those. They will last forever. They really will. I have one that's like 6 years old. I need to go dig it up and find it. It looks just like it did the day when I opened it. Where can you give yourself more grace? That's going to be in, I wasn't perfect today, but I hit these things. These are the things that I did great. So tomorrow, the things that I didn't quite hit, I'm going to tweak. This is what messed them up. I'm going to change that. And here's where I'm going to go. So that's a more optimistic point of view instead of, well, it's because my dog died. Everybody has dogs that die. People have bad days all the time. Those aren't going to go away. And I'm not saying it's not sad, but you do have to learn how to take care of yourself so you can take care of the other people around you. You can't constantly let things be so big in your life that they're derailing you at all times. You've got to figure out how to get yourself back up so that you're giving yourself grace. Like, I'm not going to beat myself up and trash myself because some of you do. Some of you are like, I'm so stupid. And I've been guilty of that. You're not so stupid. You would never say that. Think about how you talk to somebody. If you're talking to somebody and it's so mean that you would not be okay with somebody talking to you that way, stop saying that about yourself. So you're offering yourself grace, not condemnation, but you are not letting yourself have excuses. You also need to be that person in your life that is disciplined because small actions create momentum. Momentum creates belief. I'm going to give you a mini mantra to start saying, especially when you're having a hard day, you need to write this down. I don't need to do everything today. I just need to do something to move myself forward. I don't need to do everything today. I just need to do something to move myself forward. If this episode spoke to you, I want to know. You are not lazy. You are not. I want to know. I want to know that this hit you because I want you to know that you are better. You can do more. And you're doing a great job if you're working at this. You really are. You are not lazy. You are not undisciplined. You are literally just tired of trying to do this alone. And I've been there. I pay a coach because I want to be coached. I pay a coach because I need to be able to send my weight to somebody. I need the accountability to send my photos to somebody. And I want somebody to program workouts for me so that I don't have decision fatigue. Do you feel me? So you, if you're ready to lose weight, if you're ready to feel stronger, if you're ready to finally get consistent without crash dieting or cookie cutter plans that are just run of the mill, everybody out there has them, then I would love to work with you. Listen, I've got 3 openings left right now for one-on-one coaching. If that is something that you are interested in, I want you to DM the word ready to me. You can find me on Instagram or TikTok, Donya Powers EC. You can find me on YouTube as Empowered Coaching with Donya Powers. And you can find me on Facebook as Donya Powers. And you can apply for my coaching program on my website at empowereddcoaching.com. But until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.